When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. My husband and fellow realtor, and a special guest, Jamie Nagveski with Valentine Construction.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Jackie.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for being here with us. And how do we get in touch with you?
Well, we're located in Clark Summit. Our business number is 586-7647.
And your email?
Valentine, C-O-N-S-T, at comcast.net.
Thank you, Jamie. You do construction projects. You're a contractor. You do remodeling. You've built all of that, right?
Yes, we are general contractors. We used to do a lot of commercial work. We saw a few things changing about 5 years ago. And we changed gears a little bit. We mostly do remodeling now. Kitchens, bathrooms, basements, home improvements.
Okay, so today we're going to discuss a lot of that. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate is a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We've been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Yes, and you can search the MLS or search our listings by going to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Okay, Jamie, how long have you been doing this?
We started our business in 1995, so just over 15 years.
Great. And you said you were into the commercial end of it, and then you've switched gears?
Yeah, about 5 years ago, I noticed some trends going the other way. A lot of new construction was slowing down. It was right after the boom. There was some painting on the wall that things were going to change. So we started changing gears towards home remodeling. We did do a lot of commercial work, as I said. We've built restaurants, malls, strip malls, new homes, townhouses. So we have a very large gamut of work we have done. But recently, the last 4 to 5 years, we've exclusively pretty much have been doing remodeling.
Okay. Well, I know not only that you're very good at what you do, because you've done projects for me, my house, my office, my parents, my brother, and you do phenomenal work.
Thank you.
Okay. I know that you know what you're doing, and I know I can count on you. You're very reliable. I love that, because a lot of people can't say that in your field, in your industry.
Well, I appreciate that. The main thing is to get back to a customer. When someone calls you, call them back within 24 hours. If you say you're going to be somewhere, be there. When you do your work, you're efficient, you clean up. It's half the battle. Customers really appreciate how clean we leave their properties while we're working, when we're there. We make special efforts to make sure we only work in the area we're supposed to be at. Our tools are only one distinct area, and we don't travel around. We keep everything as clean as we can, which a lot of the women customers we have appreciate.
Well, that's a point I was going to bring up.
Yeah, I worked for a contractor a long time ago. He says you can always judge the quality of a job by the cleanup. So I did a lot of cleaning up.
Yeah. And well, I can say for sure that you do. And I always appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. In terms of real estate, and this is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, you have bought in to live in, to invest in. You've had a lot of investment properties. You're considered an investor. And you have sold. So you know a lot about real estate in terms of all ins and outs and facets. And
yeah, we've, for years, maybe 10 to 12 years ago, we started buying investment properties. We've always had a very good experience with buying real estate in Lackawanna County. But I have to tell you, Jackie, honestly, since I started working with you 6 years ago, it's been a relief to work with you, to list with you, to sell with you. I never worry about anything. There's always crossed T's and dotted I's. Half the time you have to force me to go through the contracts because I don't even want to go through them because I know you already did everything that was had to be done. So I do appreciate that. We've done a lot of business together. Everything has always gone off without a hitch. I always get to the closing table and I'm a nervous wreck. And I've never had a closing not happen once you and I got to the table, and that's happened to me a lot before I got with you. So I do appreciate your expertise as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, that's nice. Great. So want to start a fan club for each other?
Sure.
Okay. So how do people go about finding a reputable contractor?
The best way to find a reputable contractor is word of mouth. Ask around. See if work's getting done. Speak to the people who the work is getting done for. Ask them, are they on time? How was their pricing? Did you compare it to other contractors? There's also great resources like the Better Business Bureau. Because whether you are a member or you're not a member of the Better Business Bureau, if they get reports on a company, they keep a log. We proudly have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau in business over 15 years, and we haven't had one complaint.
Wonderful.
So really, all of our work actually comes from word of mouth. We haven't advertised in over 10 years.
Referrals.
Yeah.
That's the way Jackie gets a lot of her business too, is referrals.
Absolutely. It's when you speak to someone, you're not looking at an ad. Everyone can have an ad. When you're speaking to people, this guy was in your house. How was he? You're a part of someone's life when you're working on their house, especially if you're doing a project like a kitchen, which we do quite a few of. We really upset their lives. We come in there, we turn their house upside down, their life upside down. Everyone lives in their kitchen, and it's the bulk of our work. And I realize that. So we try to get it done as quickly as you can. And it's great to have a great repertoire with the people you're working with. We leave most of our jobs as good friends, and it's just a great way to do business.
You do work on exteriors. You do work on interiors. You're not afraid of anything.
No, we'll take anything. Like I said, we do mostly remodeling interior, but we've done a lot of decks. We do a lot of exterior siding, painting, concrete work, the whole gamut. We are general contractors. So this time of year, of course, we try to stay away from the exterior work. We're mostly on interior work. Right now, we're actually doing a large kitchen in the Poconos.
Great. What is your favorite type of project?
My favorite project, it's kitchens. We love to do kitchens. We have some great suppliers that we deal with. Mariotti Lumber has a great cabinet selection. There's a gentleman there named Jimmy Williams who can help design and put anything together that you can imagine. He's a very talented guy. The kitchens are a big thing. We love doing them. We love working in old homes more so than, well, we work in a lot of older homes than we do new ones, obviously, because we're remodelers. We love homes built anywhere from 1850 to 1900. They're great to work on. They offer their own challenges. But it's amazing what you can take and modernize with still keeping the amount of class that the house dictates because of its age, because of its feeling. And we take a lot of pride in that. And we work very closely with the customer. We work very closely with designers if they have them. A lot of people enjoy working with us because we do a lot of the designing ourselves. They don't have to have an architect come in. They don't have to design or come in. We have a lot of resources between myself designing, getting together with fellow designers like Jim Williams to design a kitchen or a bathroom. It works out really well. The people save an enormous amount of money than having it designed by an architect, and they can put that money towards a project.
Great. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And on today's show, we have Jamie Nagoveski from Valentine Construction talking about remodeling projects and what he likes to do. So that is very interesting. I would think that most contractors wouldn't like to work on homes dated from 1850.
Yeah, you wouldn't think they want to work on the older homes.
They're very challenging. Nothing is ever square. Nothing is ever plumb. Nothing
right.
is ever level.
That's right.
But it is challenging doesn't bother us. What we like to do.
Right.
We like to get in there and we like to completely change something to the point where the homeowner hugs you when you're done. They are just so pleased with what you did that you have improved their life. You're actually part of their life when you're there. And when you leave, what you did, they see every day and it affects them every day. And it's kind of a good feeling to know that they're that happy when you leave.
Yeah, you did my brother-in-law's kitchen, and every time I walk in there, I say, what a nice job he did with the details, with the tiles and this and that. And
oh, yeah.
You did a nice job, and you changed some things, and you just, no architect involved, just Jamie.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it.
Turned out really beautiful. I was very, very, very impressed by that work. Okay, we're going to be headed towards a break, but before we do so, we always like to review a listing. This listing is a new listing. It's at 1311 St. Ann Street in Scranton. The price is $115,000. It's 8 rooms, 4 bedrooms. It's a Cape Cod style home, and it's a little under 1,200 square feet. The lot is 40 by 125. There is an alley in the rear, and so one could probably pave a parking pad or an area for parking, or perhaps look into constructing a garage. Call Jamie.
They could call Valentine Construction.
They can call Valentine Construction for that. But you, of course, would have to check with the city of Scranton on the setback rules there before you went ahead and did anything like that. But this house is neat as a pin, very well maintained. The fourth bedroom is on the first floor. There are wood floors. There's a lot of natural woodwork. Between the dining room and the living room is a beautiful colonnade, all natural wood. There's a sunroom off the kitchen, which has a second laundry hookup. So you can keep the laundry hookup there, or you can have it down where it originally was in the lower level. The first floor has central air. It is gas heat. And the front porch is gorgeous stone. Beautiful front porch. Replacement windows. And the yard is a level yard, and it's a nice size. And there's a back porch, a covered back porch. There is a cedar closet in the unfinished portion of the attic, and that's really nice, too. And all the appliances remain. So, again, that's 1311 St. Ann Street in West Scranton for $115,000.
We get a lot of house for that, and that's a beautiful house. I was over there. That's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Whoever purchases that will have a really good property. So, we're headed towards a break, and we will be back in moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate, with myself, Jackie Ruddy, Pat Devaney, and Jamie McBesky on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation. Harvesting the power of the internet, they'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
And we're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jamie Nikveski with Valentine Construction.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Today, so far, we've discussed your background, and so far, you know, your favorite type of house to work on is an older home.
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. You work on anything, and you have a background in commercial.
Commercial work, residential, industrial. Like I said earlier, we have built a lot of restaurants, strip malls, a lot of nice projects. Long John Silver's. It's neat to get in on the national franchises. When you get on those, things are done a specific way, and it's actually it was a learning curve at first. We really got into a groove on that, and for years all we built were restaurants. But now, like I said, exclusively pretty much is remodeling.
Residential.
Yeah.
Okay. And how would one go about getting in touch with you?
We're located in Clark Summit. Our business number is 586-7647, and our email address is valentine@comcast.net.
Okay. Thank you so much. How long have you been doing this again?
I have been in my own business for almost 16 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Where does that name Valentine Construction come from?
Valentine is actually my middle name, Pat.
Really?
It's a family name. All the children in my family's middle name is Valentine for a whole different reason. My mother named all of us for a middle name Valentine, and I thought it was extremely easier to remember than Nick Vesky Construction.
And you have a nice little tagline that goes along with the Valentine Construction, which I like, and I can remember. It's
the company with a heart.
And the company with a heart. I like that. And you're good at what you do. You're very reliable, and you do have a heart. I could say that.
Thank you.
For
dear.
Sure. Okay. So what are people spending money on these days?
People are spending their money on, well, what they're doing is they're actually spending a lot less money.
Okay.
I don't have to tell anybody out there how hard things are right now and what the economy is doing. So our remodels that would normally be a $30,000 kitchen, a grand tour where we went in and gutted it down, rewired it, they've become much less invasive to save money. We're doing a lot of refacing of the cabinets, repainting, changing hardware, putting new quartz or granite countertops in, a new backsplash, and possibly a new floor, changing out lighting fixtures, things of this nature where it does change the feel of the room, it changes the look of the room, but you're saving a lot of money without a complete reconstruction. And it is what it is. You know, things are tough right now. There's not a lot of money. We find ourselves doing a lot less decision work where things aren't mandatory. The mandatory things are getting done. The beautifying things are off to the back burner a little bit, I think, for folks until they get back on their feet a little bit.
In your business, have you experienced some quiet time now because of it? Because you've always been go, go, go.
You know, by the grace of God, we haven't missed a day. We're plugging along every day, and I hope that has a lot to do with our history and our reputation and that folks like us and we do nice work. A lot of my friends, a lot of my fellow contractors are very slow. There are guys that are working, and there's a lot of great contractors in the area. There's a lot of great guys out there. But people aren't spending the money, and if they are, they're not 4 and 5 week projects like you like to get on. They're 2 days, 3 days, sometimes a week. You take what you can get,
right. But
absolutely the phone isn't ringing as much as it has in the past. But we've been lucky, and hopefully it'll continue.
Yeah, I hope so for your sake. On the break, we were talking about something, and Pat, you asked a question.
What's the biggest mistake people make when they're remodeling?
Well, that can go back to an expression my father used to tell me. You plan the work, and then you work the plan. People tend to overlook certain things when they're remodeling kitchens, bathrooms. What you really want to do is look at your functionability that you're going to do with the room. What you want, what feel you want, what the function is going to be for the room, and then plan everything around it. And if it's too much and you can't afford it, then maybe your best bet is to hold off till you could save a little more money to do it the way you want it. If you do anything halfway, you're not going to be pleased. I would rather see someone spend $15,000 on a beautiful basement, which was exactly what they wanted, and be ecstatic when we're finished, rather than spend $10,000 and not be super pleased when we leave.
Okay. But you work within someone's budget and what they want to do. And
absolutely. Well, sometimes it's tough. People don't realize what things cost or how much a project would be. So rather than right out of the gate ask someone if they have a budget, what I do is I'll get a feel for what they want, and then we'll get a broad number of what we think that would cost. Within 10%, we're usually pretty good at giving a broad number like that. And if they said, well, that's not what we're looking for, you know, that's a little higher than we plan on spending, I said, well, if you have a budget, a number in mind that you want to stick with, if you give me that number, we can make the changes, the things we think are the least important, get rid of, and try and come in at your number.
Mm-hmm. So you work with people.
Absolutely. You have to. It's like I said, some people might think that you could remodel a kitchen, a full grand tour remodel on a kitchen for $15,000, $20,000. It's usually not the case. A standard kitchen is normally, now we're talking about a high-end kitchen, where, you know, nice solid cabinets, quartz, silestone backsplashes, things of this nature. And they may think they can get this done for $20,000. You give up a number like 30, you know, they're scared. They don't realize it's that much. And you say, well, we don't have to do that. And there's a lot of things that people overlook as well, like appliances. They think they're getting a job done for $30,000. And I always tell them, I said, listen, if you have a budget, you have to consider all the things you're going to have to do with the kitchen, your appliances, if you want a hood, if you want an over-the-stove microwave, if you want stainless, all these things have to be considered and put it into one huge number so that there's no surprises at the end. You never want a surprise at the end. People don't like that.
No, right. I don't like those kind of surprises.
No.
Well, not when you figure, they think in their head then, hun, well, listen, we can do it. It's only $25,000. And they overlook the fact that they're probably going to have, on a standard kitchen, you have between $5,000 and $7,000 worth of appliances going.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we learned that.
Mm-hmm.
The hard way, Patty.
Yes, sir.
Now, getting back to that, now, usually I'm sure people do have something in mind, like in terms of what kind of cabinet and what kind of counter they want and the overall look. Now, if for some reason that doesn't make sense to you coming in from your background expertise, you would probably point that out, would I?
Yeah, I always do. I may point out too many things. Someone may have an idea of what they want, and then I'll try to get a feel for what I think they want, and a lot of times we end up changing the plan altogether. They won't see things that I can see.
Right.
When you open the dishwasher door, you're not going to get around your island. When you open the refrigerator door, you can't have someone sitting at this chair. Mm-hmm. There are things like that that when you do it enough times, you realize the footage you need, how many inches you need from each blind corner, how many feet you need to have a chair work properly when there's an appliance involved, all those things. And people don't consider that. And when you have certain, there are these programs on the computer where they can put different things in a room, and people use that quite a bit. But it doesn't use the functionality of it. And then it all fits. I have it right here. And, well, it doesn't fit. It's not going to work for you. You're just going to be very unhappy. It's one of those things where every day you walk by and you have the dishwasher open and your kids can't get by to get to the refrigerator, you're going to be very upset.
Right.
And it's just things like that. But, yeah, we do. A lot of times we go in and people don't have a plan. They're like, well, even an example is 2 weeks ago, we walked into a living room. And she's like, I want to do something on this wall. We want to make this a formal living room. We don't know what to do. And part of our business is we've gotten into a lot of built-ins and custom cabinets. We do a lot of our own cabinet work, and we just remodeled one of our buildings to put in a brand new wood shop. So we went in, and drew out just on a sketch. I can't draw very well. We just drew out a quick sketch of what I pictured, and it was two bookcases, four feet wide, 2 feet deep, a desk in the middle with marble top, a light over it, a top cabinet with doors, open adjustable shelves. She went crazy. She loved it, immediately loved the idea. We gave her a price by the next day, and she called me back the day after. She checked with her husband, she did it, and she's called me 3 times since we finished the job to tell us how much she loves the room. And that's a great feeling knowing that. We walked in, she didn't even know what she wanted. Just from talking to her for 20 minutes, kind of got a feel. And when we left, she was very pleased and ecstatic about it and has recommended us, actually, from that one customer, we've gotten 3 calls.
Yeah. Wow.
Of her friends that she recommended us to.
Okay.
That's why you don't have to advertise.
Mm-hmm.
It works out. You're in business long enough, you do enough good work, and hopefully it comes back to you.
Right. Well, there's some people that just will go in. I know because I'm in real estate and I understand how it works, and we've done some projects ourselves that, you know, have an idea, and then it's done that way. But it would have been so much better if someone
took 5 minutes and explained to them why that wasn't right.
Right, right.
But unfortunately, a lot of attitudes with some guys are, this is what they wanted, this is what I built, this is what you owe me. And that's not what this is about. There's a little bit of artistry involved in this. There's a little bit of negotiations, a little bit of ruffling of feathers. A lot of customers don't like to hear that. I think this, you know, well, here's your idea. We could do this, but this might work better. I think you're going to be happier with this. We don't have to make a decision right now. Think about it tonight. Speak to your husband or your wife and let me know. I just think you're going to be happier with this. And 9 times out of 10, they are. And I also have to say that about half the time or better when I recommend something, because I've been there and I've done it, and the people have gone a different way, a lot of times they regret it in the end.
They say, Jamie was right.
Yeah,
just like what you hear at home, right? The wife says that all the time.
Every day, at least 10 times a day.
Me too.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate thing that I hate to see people spend money, upset their lives, go through a project, and then not be 100% satisfied with the product. So if I can give any advice to anyone, if you have a reputable contractor working at your house and they seem to care about what your function is, what you want the room to do, and they have some good ideas, don't just take their ideas with a grain of salt. You should probably really consider some of their suggestions because they've been around the block. They've seen the problems. They've seen what happens in the future. And always try to have your contractor think about provisions for the future. Never box off a room without having access to what you need to have access to. That if you in the future want to put in a bathroom, make sure the plumbing's in before the walls are closed. Things like that, so that in the future, if you do want to add on, you're ready to go.
Okay, great advice, Jamie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our show, we had Jamie Nikveski with Valentine Construction imparting his infinite wisdom.
That's a stretch.
No.
Experience.
And expertise, yes. And you are a true professional. I can vouch for you. And thank you for coming in today. We talked about styles of homes and remodeling projects, kitchen, and you gave a phenomenal tip out there to the listeners today. If you have a contractor, listen to what they have to say. You can go about what you want to do, but try to take in some of that experience.
Use your common sense. If his idea is not good, then you don't go with it. If it's not what makes, it's not going to give you the feel you want, then you don't go with it. When I say that, I really just mean for functionability, for things like that. Sometimes spending a couple extra dollars for a little bit more function really makes the project a lot nicer, and you're a lot more pleased when you leave.
Okay. Great advice. Thank you so much, Jamie. And how do we get in touch with you?
Our business phone is 586-7647, and our email address is valentine@comcast.net.
Thanks, Jamie. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yeah, we have a listing. It's 1009 North Main Avenue. It's in Scranton. It's the Old Rimmick Floral Shop. It's right next to the Central Scranton Expressway. It's a huge building. It's 9,200 square feet. It's listed for $375,000. This is a great commercial location. There's endless possibilities here. I was looking at it and running it through my head. It's a great location. It's a high traffic area right next to the expressway. It's got an extra large showroom, an attached greenhouse. It's got several workrooms, two overhead garage doors for shipping and receiving. It's got a walk-in cooler in the back and plenty of parking. I believe there's 23 parking spaces next to it. So there's endless possibilities there. And that's 1009 North Main Avenue in Scranton, next to the Central Scranton Expressway, for $375,000.
Thank you, Pat. And that concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and Jamie Nikveski with Valentine Construction.
Thanks for having me, Jackie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. Would you come in at a future point?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we would like to have you return because there is so much more we can talk about.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
If you have any real estate questions during the week, feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Or you can view our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.